Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Hello, Twitch homies. Everybody watching on YouTube as well. All of our Sports Byline listeners. Tonight is NXT. We got a lot of stuff announced for the show tonight. Tomorrow's Dynamite. Last night was Monday Night Raw. Which, man, how'd you guys like that Netflix experience last night? I didn't like it one bit. But we'll get to that here tonight. Tell you about what happened on the show. We have some Mania matches. Six matches announced for both nights of WrestleMania. Six matches total, so three matches per night. Obviously, there is more to come. We've also got a lot of updates on a new inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame. Thunder Rosa talks about the offer that WWE gave her several years ago that would have involved her retiring and becoming a referee. We got one of the funnier quotes. My God, this quote from Brock Lesnar. I think this one actually might be funnier than that Jon Moxley quote where he was talking about how he was just surrounded by clowns. We'll tell you about this one. Then we've got some more Raw on Netflix notes, and this coming Wednesday's Major League Baseball season opener gimmick-type deal, San Francisco Giants and New York Yankees, how WWE is involved. We got some ratings notes. We got some new ID talent and plenty more. Lance Storm is going to join us here today. If you would like to join us, 425-780-7566 is the text message line. 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. We got a lot to get into. And Lance, before we go any further, you have any memories of Dennis Condrey?
I never met him. The only Midnight Express member I ever met really was Jimmy and Bob Eaton. And even Bobby was only one time. Obviously saw some of his work, although, again, it was Stan and Bobby by the time I was a regular fan. I did go back when I was able to find the videotape of the first scaffold match, which I believe was Dennis and Bobby. Never heard anything but good things about his work, but yeah, it was not a person I ever met, unfortunately.
But you've seen many of his matches, I presume.
Well, yes.
When we go back and, yeah. Jim Cornette had a big update on his death yesterday. Very sad, actually. Apparently, he was just at his house, and he'd had, I think, four, maybe it was two. He'd had multiple bouts of cancer, and I believe he'd already had so much work done on his neck, and apparently his wife was at work, and he was supposed to pick her up, and he wasn't there, and she called, and nobody answered, and he wasn't there, and they went to the house, and he'd suffered a fall, and he'd broken his neck, and he was still alive, but he was, like, paralyzed, and they tried to get him to the hospital, and he ended up passing away. But the sad part of the story, I mean, it's all sad, but one of the really sad parts of the story is his wife. It wasn't that long. It was like a very short period of time. She was going to retire, and he could not wait for her to retire. It was like, I don't know if it was months or, I mean, it was a very short period of time, and he couldn't wait for her to retire. They were going to spend all this time together, and right before it happened, this happened. So, very sad story. There is a GoFundMe that has been set up. And lots of people have donated. I actually don't have the link, but I'll try and find it during the break and tweet it out. But really sad story. All the best to her. And that's what happened. So that's the latest on Dennis Condrey. I guess it's good news for the family. But Sid Vicious, who also passed away of cancer, a little over a year ago, I think it was 2024. Well, it was announced today that he is going into the WWE Hall of Fame. And his family obviously is very happy about this. And I'm happy to see Sid go in because I loved Sid Vicious. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he was the best wrestler I ever saw in my life. But you know what?
He was a tremendous professional wrestler.
Golly, he was a great... He was, you know, they always go, if you wanted to build a wrestler from the ground up, it would be Randy Orton. That's a lie. It would be Sid. Sid was everything you could imagine a pro wrestler being. I mean, he was tall. He was gigantic. He was like just a complete maniac. I mean, I just, for those of you, I mean, does anyone not remember Sid Vicious? Sid Vicious has been around for, like, forever. And he started out in World Championship Wrestling and obviously went to WWE and had a run there and then went back to WCW. And, like, everything that this guy did, it was like there was everywhere he went and everything that he did, there was always a story about Sid. So, like, you know, he started in you know, actually Continental and then went to New Japan and ended up getting signed for World Championship Wrestling and... They put him together with Dan Spivey as the Skyscrapers. And then he ends up in the Four Horsemen. And, you know, he's one of the four members of this stable. And, you know, he's on his way to being this big star. And then he quits. And he goes to WWF. And, of course, they can't call him Sid Vicious because it's Vince. So they have to call him Sid Justice. And he ends up in that... That famous 1992 Royal Rumble where Ric Flair came out, I think, at number 3, and he went the entire way, and he won, and he ended up with a vacant title. But they had the angle. Like, the end of the match is, like, four guys. It's Flair, Hogan, Macho Man Randy Savage, and Sid. Like, four big stars at the end. One of these guys is going to end up the champion. So Macho Man ends up getting tossed out of the ring, and so it's down to Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, and Sid, okay? Sid is supposed to be a heel. Hogan is supposed to be a babyface. But if you remember Hogan during this period, like, people were already sick of this guy, number one. And number two, like, he was always cheating, and he was just like a... Despicable. So, he ends up getting dumped out of the ring.
Fairly.
And it's down to Ric Flair and Sid, okay? But Hogan... grabs Sid from the outside after being eliminated, and he starts yanking on Sid, and Ric Flair goes and he dumps Sid over, and Ric Flair wins the title. Of course, everybody goes crazy because, you know, Flair won everything like that. But, like, they immediately turned on Hulk Hogan. And I remember this as a kid because they would air these shows on pay-per-view, and then they would sell a VHS of the pay-per-view, okay? Now... not everybody, I mean, a lot of people had VCRs, but not everybody was, like, taping all of the pay-per-views and watching them over and over again, but I was. And I remembered Hogan getting booed when he threw Sid out of the ring. And later, I ended up getting the videotape, and I watched it, and they edited in cheers for Hulk Hogan. And I was like, this is BS. What is this? So, of course, you know, everybody turns on Hogan and they're all into Sid. And that was the year that for WrestleMania, you know, everybody thought it was going to be Hulk Hogan versus Ric Flair because that's the obvious match. Hulk Hogan versus Ric Flair, you know, they'd never done it on pay-per-view and everything. But I guess they'd gone all around the horn and they felt they'd burned it out. And so even though they initially... announced the match as Hulk Hogan versus Ric Flair. It was never the plan. And they ended up changing it. Ended up being Hogan versus Sid and Ric Flair versus Randy Savage, which was an incredible match, by the way. That Ric Flair-Randy Savage match, it was great. And so, you know, Hogan and Sid go in there. And I think that, I guess the finish was supposed to be Hogan is supposed to pin the guy with a leg drop. But Sid just decided, ah, that don't work for me, brother. So he kicks out of the leg drop.
And wasn't then, that when Papa Shango was supposed to make the save in time and didn't?
I think he kicked out. But regardless, like, they did some sort of finish, and maybe Papa, I'm sure Papa Shango, maybe it was part of it. But Sid kicked out is the point. He kicks out of the leg drop. And then they end up doing, I think it was the actual finish was a disqualification.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to save to protect Sid, and Sid wasn't going to lay there and get the three count.
Well, one way or the other, Sid then quits again, goes back to World Championship Wrestling, and he has a run there for a while. And I think that was when he went back, he was in line for the WCW title, but there was an incident where everybody was at the bar after the show, and Sid starts just bragging. He goes, yeah, you know,
this
everyone
is in the UK.
Yeah, everyone talks about how Arn and Flair are these great workers, but I don't even need to. I don't even need to work. I'm just a, you know, he's just bragging and just being an idiot, and they got hot, and so Arn ends up going to his room in the hotel, and Arn's gonna, you know, he starts banging on the door, and Sid ends up coming out with scissors, and they get in this huge fight. And Sid just, like, stabs this guy over and over again multiple times. It's, like, a big to-do. And, yeah, that was the end of Sid again. And then he goes back to WWF and had another run as Psycho Sid. Ends up in there with Shawn Michaels, does the old bodyguard gimmick, and then they do the big turn. And, you know, every year Sid would just disappear to go play softball. It was like, you know, it didn't matter what was going on. He'd go off to play softball. Then he would come back. And he was always over with the fans no matter what he did. And eventually when that WWF run ended, he went back to WCW, had another run. And then finally at the end, he did that spot that he didn't want to do. They were talking him into doing this jumping kick off the middle rope, which why would Sid jump off the middle rope and do a kick? And of course, he lands. He just shatters his leg. I mean, it was one of the most brutal injuries in the history of wrestling right there on pay-per-view. And that was the end of his career. So now he's back for the Hall of Fame. And we'll get into that after the break. Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, thanks to Death of WCW, available right now at Amazon.com.
Or thanks to me.
Well, I looked it up after you said. So what actually happened was they were in the bar, and I guess it started with Sid saying that they want me to put over Sting, and I ain't going to do it. I'm going to demand another $100,000 to do it. And so he says he'd be up to like $600,000 a year. And then he starts making fun of Arn because Arn had just gotten a pay cut to $100,000 a year. So Sid starts saying, well, you know, it's fitting. I make so much money. You guys don't make nothing because you old dinosaurs, Flair and Arn, you need to be out of here and make ways. Guys like me will make this sport great again. So, of course, Arn gets hot. And they almost got in a fight in the bar, but it got separated, and then they both got sent back to their rooms. So once they got back to their rooms, that's when Sid got the chair leg. He broke off a wooden chair leg. Sid goes to Arn's room. He's banging on Arn's door. So Arn is the one that first had the scissors. So Sid ends up in the room, and then each man has their own story. But Arn claims that Sid went after him with the chair leg, and so he defended himself with the scissors. Sid actually got stabbed a couple of times, but then Arn got lost the scissors, and then Sid got a hold of him, and then he stabbed Arn from head to toe, and that was the end of that run.
And they avoided criminal charges because they were in the UK, and the UK just said, get out of our country, and it's not our problem.
Yeah. And then, you know, there was a moment, like, years later. I mean, this was probably 99 or 2000, where both guys were back in World Championship Wrestling, and they end up in the ring together for an angle. And Sid did walk over, and he shook Arn's hand. And they didn't make a big deal out of it or anything like that, but that's what happened. So, yeah, that jump off the middle rope, I guess it was a double compound fracture of his leg. He, like, landed on the ground on one leg, leg snapped, falls on his back. His leg is just dangling. Like, it was so disgusting. Yeah, that's right.
I was there. I was around when Johnny Ace kept insisting he do it, and Sid said he didn't want to do it. He was afraid he would break his leg, and Johnny basically said, quit complaining. It's easy. Just do it. And he did it and legit broke his leg and was not happy afterwards.
I remember, like, when he broke the leg, it was, like, so gruesome. But then the word was it might not be so bad because it's such a clean break that I guess, like, they figured they could just, like, you know, put a rod in it or whatever and he'd be back quick. Never the same again. I mean, he was never the same again. So he had incredible promos, some of the funniest unintentional comedy ever in his promos. What was that line? I'm twice the man with half the brain. He had some preposterous line.
Everybody knows that I'm twice the man that you are. Everybody knows I have half the brain that you do. So, <it's> just, and then there's Scott Hall in the ring belly laughing.
Yes, it was incredible.
I think first time I saw Sid was Great American Bash 89. It was the Skyscrapers, and he was so over. It was just incredible. But I think my standout memory of him is the one of him on Nitro standing on the crushed car, jumping up and down, screaming.
Oh, yeah. Was he screaming?
Somebody's name, whoever did he crushed his car.
It was something like that. And then I'm pretty sure, didn't he win the WWF title when he hit Jose Lothario with that camera? And then like, they like cheered him like crazy after he killed this old man. It's like, literally, it's Shawn Michaels versus Sid. It's like, this always happened with Sid, because Sid had a look and he had a personality.
People loved him.
And like, he came off as a really likable guy. And so they're doing this match with Shawn Michaels and Sid. It was Survivor Series, and Sid's supposed to be the heel, and Shawn is there as the babyface with Jose Lothario, who's like his trainer, and he's like this old man. And the finish is supposed to be Sid hits Jose Lothario with the camera, and Jose's supposed to sell it like he's actually having a heart attack, like Sid killed this guy. Man, Sid hits this guy with the thing. They start going crazy for him. They're so happy. And then, of course, he ends up winning the title, and they just go nuts. So it was always like this. He always got over, even when he was not supposed to. So I'm happy to see Sid going into the Hall of Fame. I was always a...
Now, he's going in as a legacy candidate, which to me means no speeches, just a video package?
I guess we'll find out. The thing with the Hall of Fame is there are no rules. I mean, they do whatever they're going to do. I mean, listen, if we're being honest, what are the chances Dennis Rodman's going to make it?
Or stay awake and be coherent? Bro, I don't know what kind of shape he's in now. He had his moments back in the day.
Well, the point is, it's a Friday night in Las Vegas. At 10 o'clock. I mean, there's a decent chance they might want to have somebody on hand. A standby induction. So we'll see what they do. I hope old Gunner, his son, gets to go out there and do a speech and really let the world know about Sid. All right. What else do we have? Oh, this Brock Lesnar thing. I was dying. Brock Lesnar was on this podcast, and he was talking about his most recent WWE run, and he said he was very happy to be back in WWE for, quote, a short time. A lot of rumors that Brock Lesnar is going to retire in 2026. And he says, I was a shooter, an amateur guy. I had a lot of credentials to my name. Of course, I got tested along the way by the old-timers and the guys. Oh, yeah? You have to pay your dues. Back then, you paid your dues, and you had to get your respect. I can only imagine the people that decided, you know what? I'm going to test this Brock Lesnar. I don't remember this. It's different now, obviously, he says. Things have gotten a lot softer. There's no more kangaroo courts. It's different now. But, I mean, I go there, and I'm the old guy now. And so they asked him, why did you come back for this run? Did you hear this answer?
No, but I can guess what it was.
I swear to God, he says, I went back to work so I could feed my kids. You guys should see my grocery bill. I had left the company years ago. I'm grateful that I'm back for a short time here. I'm grateful for all of the opportunities I had in my life. Now, obviously, I mean, the reason he was gone for several years was everything that went down with Janelle Grant. He was persona non grata for a while. And then, I mean, I presume they just figured, well, you know, he hasn't been charged with anything. So, you know, we'll bring him back. But the thing about, I came back to work so I could feed my kids. Do you know how much this man has made in this business over the last 20 years? I don't care if he's got 1,000 kids, 1,000 Brock Lesnar sized children. This guy, he lives on a farm. He spends no money. Last I heard, he didn't even have like a television. He just hunts all day. Like, I don't think it would have been possible for him to spend even a year's amount of money that he's made over the past 20 years. So anyway, it's coming back so he can feed his kids. That guy probably is worth, like, has to be $30 million or something crazy. I mean, this guy made so much. They brought this guy back for like $5 million for like three matches a year for years and years and years and years and years. But anyway, he's back to feed his kids.
Which is just another way of saying he's back for the money, which,
of
is,
course.
Which is why people go to work.
All right. Tell me about... he doesn't have to buy his ribeyes. He just cooks them. He hunts and cooks them. Anyway, tell me about your Netflix experience.
Yes, watching Raw last night, I was, again, frustrated by the commercials. I was enjoying the show, got hit with the block of commercials, went to my phone, and realized I'm no longer actually paying attention to Raw, even though the commercials are over. And it frustrated me. But the great part, last night, I'm sleeping. I'm in bed sleeping, and I have a dream. And the dream is I'm back on the roster working in WWE, and I find out I'm getting to work with Shawn Michaels.
I've had that dream a few times.
As you can imagine, I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah.
But so I ask, it's like, what are we doing? And the producer and Vince bring over the format sheet, and I look at it, and it's actually like an iPad screen. And it's covered in pop-up ads, like really bad websites. And it's like none of them can get past all the ads to tell me what I'm actually doing with Shawn Michaels. And I'm getting angrier and angrier because I figure I'm going to miss my match with Shawn Michaels because of all these bloody ads. And I woke up furious and realized that this is the anger I get from watching Raw with ads. That it's now into my brain and I'm having bad dreams based on my life in wrestling being ruined by ads.
Well, there was some sort of glitch last night. On top of everything else, there was some sort of glitch where you could only rewind back to the Becky Lynch segments. Like, a lot of people, when they went to start at the beginning, they just thought that's how the show started. They missed the whole Brock and Oba thing altogether. I'll tell you how I solved this problem last night. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So I like to watch Raw on the iPad.
Me too.
Yep. And, you know, for ever, I would watch it starting about a half hour after the show ended, and it would just run right through, no commercials. It would just skip from one segment to the next. Never had to watch commercials. Except when they went overseas, and then there would be these unskippable commercials, which I hated. And then, but then they would come back, and everything would be fine. And about a month ago, all of a sudden, in a show in the U.S., there were the unskippable commercials. And I was like, oh, I hate these things. And the only device I can watch on where I can actually skip the commercials is on the laptop. I can't skip them on Apple TV. I can't skip them on the iPad. I can't skip them. So when I can't skip the ads, I have to end up watching it. I have to just get on my tiny little laptop, and I do the split screen. I watch Raw in this tiny window just so I can skip through the commercials. And it's just a horrible experience. So last week, everything was great. I watched on the iPad, you know, no commercials, just moved right to the next thing. Everything was great. I thought, okay, they got it fixed. Everything's cool. Well, last night, I turned it on. I watched the Obafemi segment. And they go to break, and there's that stupid screen. Here come the unskippable ads. And you just see that thing up in the corner, 8 ads coming. And, like, I just thought, you got to be kidding me. Again, I got to watch this on my tiny screen on my laptop again. I just want to watch it on my iPad. And that stupid screen came up. And I hit the forward button and nothing happened. Hit the forward button, nothing happened. And at that point, like, I could have just done what I normally do, which is turn it off and get on the... But I was just like, I hit my wall. And, like, I started... I can't say it on the air, but I was like, F you, Netflix! And I start... And so I just started hitting forward. I just started hitting it, even though it was going to do nothing. And all of a sudden, it was in the next segment. And I went, what? So I watched the next segment. And, like, they go to the next, and it's another unskippable commercial. And I was like, no, I'm going to do this again. And I just kept hitting it. And, like, nothing happened. Like, it was like I wasn't doing anything, but I kept hitting it. And all of a sudden, boom, it was in the next segment. I willed past these commercials.
Rage clicking.
And so I rage clicked the entire night and I had no commercials. I just had to rage click. It was like, no, I am not watching this commercial. And it worked. So
I will not accept no for an answer.
I don't know if this is going to work every week, but, like, it worked this week. And it's a tip for everybody. Just get really angry, curse Netflix, and don't give up on that thing until it just goes past the commercial. Hey, yay, yay.
I don't think I got my first unskippable commercial block until the Bailey tag.
Wow. The Bailey tag. You know, everyone keeps bringing up VPN. Guys, listen, I realize that we live in a selfish society, okay?
I'm not in the States. I get them too.
I am trying to solve this problem for everyone. Yes, I could get a VPN. What I want is for what I pay for to be delivered to me, which is the ad-free Netflix experience. I ain't the only one that's paying for ad-free Netflix. And I ain't the only one who's paying and has to sit through commercials. I am trying to help everybody. If I only cared about myself, I'd have had a VPN a long time ago. I don't like everyone to have to suffer. Guys, this was trending on Twitter last night. It was all over Twitter. Everybody was having the same problem. It sucks. I want to help you guys and myself. I'm not selfishly just trying to watch it without commercials. Anyway.
What country would you need to set your VPN to? Because Canada gets the unskippable commercials.
I don't know. But I'm sure the UK apparently. I could get a VPN and watch Raw in the UK, just like Stephanie McMahon suggested in her podcast. But you know what? I'm here for all of you. I'm one of you. We shouldn't all have to buy a VPN to, like, get what we're already paying for, which is an ad-free experience on Netflix. I'm paying like $30 a month for no ads, so what am I getting ads for? Stop it! It goes for everybody watching the show. All right. Let's talk about it. What do you think of Raw?
I thought there was a few really good segments, and again, there was quite a few segments in the middle that were hitting me with those ads that I went to my phone as these seven ads were playing, and I realized that the show had come back and I wasn't really paying attention. So there's stuff in the middle I didn't really watch, but I thought the Oba Brock thing was really strong and could be a candidate for a main event. And I thought also the Punk Roman thing was pretty strong.
All right, the show opened up with the Oba Brock recap from last week, and then Brock came down to the ring and they did the whole speech, and out comes Oba Femi. Man, these people went nuts for this guy.
Dude is over.
He was so over, and he gets in the ring, and they have a brawl, and Brock tries the F5, and Oba slips behind and clotheslines, and this dude went flying over the top rope for this guy.
Brock's a great bumper and seller. People don't realize.
I realize. I've realized that for years. Like, this guy goes flying for people when it's time. And then he looks on, and he's all frustrated, and heads to the back. And I was like, this is 2 weeks in a row that Oba has got one over on Brock. I hope they're not thinking what I think they're thinking, which is let's 50-50 this thing. Oba Femi needs to beat Brock in Mania. He needs to just run roughshod on the guy. I mean, they need to do that Goldberg-Brock match that they did twice, actually, the quick match. But, yeah, it was quite the segment here. Then we had Dom cutting a promo about the match with Penta tonight. He's upset about Finn and says he's the king of the luchadors. Usos versus Vision. So this is so bizarre. So originally this was going to be a title match. They announced it was going to be a title match last week. Then they randomly changed it to a non-title match. And it was like, well, why did they announce a title match and then change it? Well, turns out they're doing that Netflix deal on Wednesday. Is it the MLB season opener or whatever they're doing? They're doing a big thing on Wednesday on Netflix. MLB opening day. And the Usos are going to be there. And as silly as this is,
they want them what?
They want them there with the belts, okay?
Well, they did a DQ finish. They'd still have the
That's
belts.
That's the point. Like, I was so astounded. Because I was basically told, like, this is why it got changed, because they want them to bring the belts to Wednesday. So I'm watching this going, all right, well, I guess they're going to lose and set up another match. No, it was a DQ finish. So it didn't even matter if the titles were on the line. So anyway, Jey Uso ended up using the Nux for a DQ, and they announced they're going to do a title match next week in MSG, so that's probably going to be a title change. But, like, this was so bizarre. There were so many bizarre things. There's another one coming up here, which is
this the first time Grayson Waller had regular gear and tights?
Well, that's
this
later.
Dude looked a million times better.
That was a different match.
Okay, that's, yeah, I'm thinking
this was Logan in Theory.
All right, my bad, sorry.
Then we had clips of the Roman and Paul segment, and then Becky came down to the ring and did a promo about how her daughter is a huge fan of AJ. She can't handle it. She's got to get her out of her life. And so AJ comes out and says, well, I need to get you out of my life. And so the best way to do that is to embarrass you in front of all of the fans at WrestleMania and tap you out. So she's offering. AJ is offering Becky a title match. Becky accepts. She goes, well, that's great because this is my show. And 11 years ago, you walked into the office after Mania in Vegas or wherever it was and you quit. So I'm going to make you do it again. Certainly seemed like AJ might actually retain, which I didn't think was going to happen. But Becky is very cocky about this. Then we had the Javon Grayson Waller match, which, yes, Grayson Waller, he's gotten tights instead of those MMA trunks. He's absolutely shredded. He looks a billion times better.
So much better. I had a real hard time taking him serious in those shorts, and He looked great in proper gear.
It was actually astounding. He went from looking like a guy that came off the indies, which he was, to like a legit superstar. And he had a great match with Javon, which Javon won with a top rope hurricanrana and an OG cutter for the. And I'm not talking like the guy sitting on the top rope. I'm talking Grayson Waller is standing on the top. It was a super Frankensteiner. And then the OG cutter for the pin. And this was a very good match. They announced Rodman going into the Hall of Fame, and then Paul came down to the ring for the stupidest WWE segment in I don't even know how long. Paul comes out and says, I got nobody here. Braun, Bronson, they're gone. Logan and Theory are half conscious. I'm all by myself. Seth wants to kill me. He's a stalker. I'm going to do this like a man. Just come out and get it over with. So Seth comes out and he stands on the announce desk, and suddenly four cops show up. At which point, Paul explains, I filed a restraining order. You are within 50 feet of me. You're going to jail and perhaps prison. Seth has no idea what's going on.
Pretty sure you have to let someone know they have a restraining order.
The story is Seth didn't know. He was never served. It was like, it was so stupid. And then Paul starts doing a promo going, yep, you're going to be going to prison. You're going to be locked up in prison so long that your wife will divorce you, and I will become the father of your daughter. It's like, what?
I don't think that's how it works.
And then Seth goes after him and clobbers him, and they carry him away. I mean, this was so dumb. And it was astounding because Paul Heyman was involved. And, like, I can't think of one thing that he's ever done in his entire career as stupid as this. This didn't make any sense whatsoever. Zilch, zero. I don't even know why they had this segment on the show.
Why is Seth still wearing the masks and the hoodie?
I don't know, dude. This is dying a death. Then Bayley and Lyra beat the Kabuki Warriors, which seemed fine, but the crowd was dead. And then Bayley and Lyra challenged Nia and Lash for next week. And then foolishly puts over Madison Square Garden in Boston, gets booed out of the building. And then she just goes like, hold on, everybody. Bayley and Lyra are going to beat Nia and Lash. About half the people kind of, and she goes, all right, we're done. That's good. She was out of there. And then we had another funny story. So iShow Speed shows up. Now, before the show, somebody there had told me, gigantic star backstage at Raw. Didn't tell me who it was. And so, you know, I tweeted out to my ex-followers. Apparently there's a gigantic star backstage at Raw. And like, as soon as I tweeted it out, like minutes later, WWE announces iShow Speed is there. And
you get laughed at.
Well, I did, but then I went back to the other person. I was like, iShow Speed is the gigantic superstar, and boy, did they lambast me for being old. They were like, bro, you don't even get it. Like, if you're sitting here thinking the same thing I did, which is that's the giant star, apparently you're old. Because, like, I guess this guy, like, as far as, like, followers, you know, he's got more than, like, WWE and something else put together. Like, he is, if you're a young kid, he is enormous. But for us old people, it's like, that's the guy you were talking about? Yep, that was the guy. He was there.
I also don't think it's as big of a deal when he's been there before.
Yes. Hey, listen, I'm on your side, but I'm also old.
I'm older than you, so.
We had Penta beating Dom after interference from Finn. And then Finn beat him up and laid him out. And I thought Finn was great here. And then the main event segment was CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and the Usos, and we'll talk a little bit about that after the break. Observer Live.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, We have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So apparently, if you add up all of Speed's social media, he has more than WWE and AEW combined, is the stat I was given.
Okay.
But I'm too old to follow it all. So anyway, the main event segment was CM Punk coming out, and I thought this segment was actually very good because he did this long promo about how Roman called him old, but he was old and not embarrassed about it. And he starts doing this big promo about how he feels great, and out comes Jimmy and Jay, and they're angry at him, and Jay wants to beat this guy up, but Jimmy tries to hold him back, and Jay goes, Roman's not even here! So, of course, Roman comes out, and they're doing this promo, and Roman's trying to get the Usos out of the ring, and then Punk just basically says, well, you might want to leave them here, because you're going to need their help. So, of course, Jay gets angry, and he attacks Punk, and then Roman's trying to pull everybody out of the ring, and then Jay Uso is the one that says, Joe, you know what you got to do! Get in there and do it! And Roman gets all fired up, and he goes in there, and he kills CM Punk and gives him the powerbomb through the table, and Jay's egging him on, you know, get that guy. And so they leave him for dead as the fans chant one more time, and then it ends with Punk laughing and saying, I'm not the one that needs help. That's the guy that needs help. So I thought it was a very good segment, one of the better ones they've done. And just still building up that match, Roman Reigns and CM Punk, main event of night two for WrestleMania. Any thoughts?
Unless they changed their minds. No, I thought it was a really good segment.
Yeah. So I thought it was a pretty good show overall. It's just even the commercial issues aside, even if it did just skip the commercials fine, it's like these commercials are right in the middle of all these matches, and it's so hard to get into the action because it's just like, and it's been like this forever, but really hit me last night for the added frustration of having to figure out how to skip them. And then when you come back, it's like, I missed most of the match anyway. What can you do? We're out of here, guys. Tonight, the second week of Ray to Reyes on the Brian and Vinny Show. Tomorrow, Filthy Tom is back, plus a brand new After Dark. Got a lot of stuff up on the front page, so check it out. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.